News from the radio, Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. Both Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat and House Speaker Charles McCall have agreed to meet with the governor this coming Monday afternoon. Treat says he wants everything to be out in the open. They're talking budgets.
I look forward to having it in a very open and transparent manner like we've dedicated ourselves to. Both Republicans and Democrats, members across this chamber will be involved if I have anything to do with it.
There are just 30 days remaining before the session adjourns, with lawmakers still having to determine how to spend $13 billion for state government. As the state works to recover from the recent storm damage, Attorney General Gettner Drummond encouraging Oklahomans to watch out for charity fraud. The weeks following a natural disaster are common time for charity fraud to occur. Drummond says it's important to do your research and make sure your donations are going to a legitimate cause. Tulsa is adding to its ordinance that bans things blocking city sidewalks. Radio Oklahoma's Dale Forbes reports.
The new ordinance expands that list. You already can't camp on a Tulsa City sidewalk. If passed, construction signs would also be prohibited. Block a Tulsa sidewalk, it could cost you $100. The big worry for city council members, making sure the new rules don't go too far. Still, Tulsa leaders want to make sure walkers don't have to get into the street to get around those signs that aren't supposed to be there.
It's not clear if lawmakers will attempt a veto override, but for now, Oklahoma will remain on the honor system for drawing water out of aquifers. Governor Stitt vetoed the bill, labeling it government overreach. The measure would have required meters on some agricultural lands. The Ogallala Aquifer is already declining by a foot every 2 years. Wewoka Public Schools are going to pay almost $2 million to settle a federal court lawsuit alleging the district failed to protect students despite being notified that a middle school principal was improperly touching male students. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
Are you ready for a sizzling adventure for your taste buds with the mouth-watering blend of beef and caramelized onions that can only be found in the Oklahoma Onion Burger? The Oklahoma Beef Council is proud to kick off the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail with 22 restaurants across the state participating in this savory journey. From March 1st through August 30th, embark on this culinary experience unique to Oklahoma. Just head to oklabeef.org to sign up for your digital pass, accessible right from your mobile phone, or download a paper pass to keep track of your delicious adventures. But that's not all. Prizes abound for culinary adventurers, including the chance to win a $500 beef gift certificate or an exclusive t-shirt for conquering the entire trail. Once again, visit oklabeef.org and start your savory journey along the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail. Brought to you by Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff. Beef, it's what's for dinner in Oklahoma.